So we're gonna learn some Torah by Rav Yoel Ben Nun. He's one of the giants in Tanakh from Gush. One of the giants in Tanakh, and really he's got a good understanding of this story here. We're first going to learn the famous debate between Ramban and Ibn Ezra about some chronology. And then we'll get into some Torah of Yoel Ben Nun. We begin at the end of last week's Parsha. We read, Vayikach Avram v'Nachor lahem nashim, shem eishes Avram Sarai v'shem eishes Nachor Milkah, bas Haran, avi Milkah v'avi Yiskar. So Avram and Nachor take wives. Right, Avram's wife is Sarai, Nachor's wife is Milcah. But he Sarai akra in lavalad. Sarai is barren; she can't have children. Vayikach Terach es Avram beno veslo ben Haran ben beno vesarai kalaso ages Avram beno. Terach takes the whole family. Vayitzu itam meor kastim. Halachas artakaram. They go with them from Or Kastim to go to the land of Canaan. Vayvoad Haran vayishusham. They reach Haran and they reach it right. Where's Or Kastim? So let's call that. Where's Or Kastim? So that is Babylonia, which is Iraq, right? Modern Iraq. And then, and where's Haran? Where's Haran? Syria. Mm-hmm. So they go up there. Okay, so they travel north. They're there. And then...
Where was Abraham born?
So it seems... It's a good question. It's not clear. It seems... It's not clear if he was born in Haran or born... Well, the Ramban has a take on this, actually. We'll read a little bit. Not so clear exactly. He could have been born. It seems maybe in Or Kastim, in that area. Oh. He says it's a place called Kuta. Ramban's going to say. So in any case, so vayu may terach hamesh shanim b'matam shenav yamos terach b'Haran. Okay, so Terach dies in Haran. Okay, who takes according to the end of Parshas Noach? Who takes the family to go to Canaan? Terach. Okay. Then, in the beginning of this week's parsha, we read, "Vayomar Shel Avram, Leich Lacha Me'aretzcham Latzul Betzavicha Elor Sareka." Hashem says to Avram, "I want you to go from your land, from your birthplace, from your father's house, to the land that I will take, that I will show you. V'eschal God, I'll make you into a great nation. V'arachav God Lashemecha, I will bless you. I'll make your name great. V'yebrachad Shemik for a blessing. V'aracham V'arachecha, I will bless those who bless you. M'kalacha Or, and I'll curse those who curse you. V'divichu V'chol Kol Mitzvah Sa'adava." Okay. And then what happens? So then, Vayelch Avram Gesher Dibar Elav Hashem. So Avram goes, as Hashem tells him, Vayelchi Talot, and Lot goes with him. Avram ben Chamesh Shanim Shim Shanah, Seitzo Mecharan. Avram 75 years old when he leaves Haran. Okay, so where does Hashem presumably speak to? So here Hashem tells, who takes the family now? Avram. So where does Hashem appear to Avram? Where?
Haran, presumably.
Presumably Haran. Presumably, in other words, the simple reading of the text... The simple reading of the text is that Hashem, that it's really the first person who wanted to make Aliyah was not Avram. It was Terach, right? And Terach just didn't make it, right? Now, see to him, Noach, he's planning to go to Canaan, and he stops there. We don't know exactly why he stops there. He stops in Haran.
Terach
takes the family. Seems, if you're reading in chronological order, Terach takes the family. For some reason, they leave. They leave where they are, Or Kastim. Well, seems Or Kastim. Wherever their home, their birthplace is, and they go to Haran. Terach stays there, and Hashem tells Avram, "I want you to continue."
Okay. Terach dies there.
Right. It's not clear when he dies, but okay. Is that we see if you do the chronology, it seems that actually Hashem speaks to Avram before he dies. But if you do the chronology,
Torah doesn't say that Hashem spoke to Terach.
Hashem did not speak to Terach, right?
So he had in mind to go to Canaan.
Who? Terach. Presumably, Terach had in mind to go to Canaan. So we have to see, right? Because why?
I wonder.
Right.
If Abraham went to Canaan because of what his father had in mind,
Right. So in other words, So why does Avram go to Canaan? Okay, so there's a famous debate about the chronology here. Because also, I'm just pointing out, you asked where was Avram born, okay? So if Hashem appears to Avram in the beginning of this week's Parsha, where is his birthplace?
Ur Kastim.
I understand, but if Hashem first speaks to Avram in Haran, then where's his birthplace?
Haran.
Why?
Because he spoke to him when he was a kid, right?
What does the first pasuk say in this week's parsha? Ve'er Shem Avram lech lecha me'artzecha mulatcha be'savicha. The land where your land, where your birthplace.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, if you want to say it's all chronology, right? So that Terah takes the family, stops in Haran, and then Hashem appears to Avram in Haran. Is Haran his birthplace? It's not so simple. Say it's not so.
Well, if it's a state, you could be
right.
You could move, travel within. The
okay,
state.
So you're saying Haran is really his birth. I'm just saying it seems.
Like, you know, I could be born in the United States, but I moved.
Right, the house of your father. I mean, but it says the arts of Malat Beisavika. It seems that Terah is right. What
is it possible maybe? Though that it's not? It doesn't mean literally like where it's just saying you can't go back to those places anymore.
Okay.
You're going away, and now you can't return.
You're in the process of leaving. Okay, so I'm just pointing out to you.
Did Rambam say that he was that Abraham was at Rami? He was an Arami.
He was Arami Ovidavi. You say Arami Ovidavi, you were saying? Aram?
Abraham was born in Aram.
Okay, so maybe his family is from Aram. Okay.
Well, are those three necessarily in the same place?
What? What? Not necessarily. Not necessarily. But all I'm saying is, if he's saying, I want you to leave your land, right, so you have to say maybe what Daniel's saying, that maybe somehow this like, Your birthplace, there's a broader country. But I'm saying Bup or Kastim and Haran, they're pretty far apart. I'm just saying. It's not like, it's like the difference between Iraq and Syria. I'm just saying, so it's pretty far.
So that makes sense. So if he was born in the south end or the north end, and then they traveled,
right,
and he got to the other end, it could be to travel somewhere. He was born in there. But
so you're saying he was born in Haran, they went back down to Ur Kastim, and they went back there? Okay, may I have to say something like that.
Well,
yeah.
Post Laman Aleph is the reference of Avram and Ur Kastim. That's the first, I think, reference of where.
Right. No. So he's right. He's coming from Ur Kastim, travel to Canaan. Yeah. They stop in Haran. Right. Question is, where does Hashem speak to Avram? So there's a famous debate between the Ramban and Ibn Hazar. Ramban says, "Well, hey, Kar Kvar Yadata." Also, Mashik Asavnu Beseder Shelifneze, and the main thing that you should know from what we wrote in this Seder, in the Sefer before. The Ramban is referring to Parshas then of Noach. Ki Haran hi artzo. No, Haran is his land. V'sham malanato, this is birthplace. V'hi eretz avosa me'olam. V'sham nitzav alazovosam. So could be that, so he seems, the Ramban said it's all chronological. So Ramban says, Hashem appeared to Avram in Haran. He said, this was his homeland, and originally his parents' homeland. And they traveled maybe to Ur Kastim, but this is his homeland. That's the Ramban. Everything's chronological according to Ramban. Ibn Ezra says, no. He says, Shamar Shem La'Avram Kodem Zeh Pasuk Shehu Vayikach Terach. He says, no. Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Av took place before the end of Noah. Hashem said to Avram, I want you to go. Right? I want you to go. Like, why did Terach decide to go to Eretz Canaan? Right? If God told Avram, I want you to travel. And then he says, "Ukamo b'Torah be'echad l'chodesh sheni b'shana shenis v'achakach b'chodesh arisha b'shana shenis." The Torah just said, the Ibn Ezra said, sometimes the Torah records events out of their chronological order. And he says, "Va'ed she'amar akasuf." And I'll prove to you that the Torah says, "Laleches artza kedad." That he says that Terach wanted to go to Eretz Kedad. So why? How do you want to go to Eretz Kedad? Like, you know, like why did Terach decide to go there? Presumably, must be that God told Avram, I want you to go there. Now, that obviously goes against Ardi's pshat. Because Ardi's pshat, which many want to say, is that Hashem didn't tell him where he wanted to go. So I'm just saying, like, according to Ibn Ezra, even though Hashem said, I want you to go to land that I will show you, but why does Terach decide to go to Eretz Kanan? Avram sort of convinces him, and Terach is the patriarch of the family and starts taking them. In other words, did God speak to Avram in Ur Kastim according to the Ibn Ezra? God spoke to Avram in Ur Kastim, And sort of like they both decide, but you know, you mentioned though that Terach, you know, is the one, you know, practice because he's the patriarch. But Lech Lecha is the parsha where we start now. We're talking about, you know, the father of the Jewish nation. So we're going to talk about the Avram story. We put the Terach story in Noach. That's the story of the rest of humanity. We begin with the story of Avram, even though according to Ibn Ezra, it's this the beginning of Lech Lecha takes place beforehand. It takes place. Hashem goes to Avram in Ur Kastim. I want you to go to my promised land. And then he, Avram presumably convinces the family. Terach takes the family. He only gets to Haran and he stops there. And Avram continues.
Just so say Avram convinced the family. This was, I guess, after that whole medrash of with the idols and
right. So
I'm assuming that's when it took place.
Presumably, yeah. Even I was going to say we're gonna see exactly first. We're gonna see maybe different theories as to why. Ibn Ezra says also the next source I have here. Says Lech Lecha, Hashem tivel Avram v'odeno bor kasim. Quote Ibn Ezra, Hashem commanded ben or kasim. Sheyazov artzo, they should leave his land, umakom alato, at his birthplace, gambe tzivya, at his father's house. In other words, Ibn Ezra, in some respects, Ibn Ezra is much simpler, because now he's saying, Avram's in or kasim, Hashem speak to him in or kasim, want you to leave your birthplace. The Ramban, who's going in chronological order, it seems much smoother, but then he has to explain, me artzo malato be savicha, is, well, his parents and where his parents came from, is his hometown. So it's not so simple, something to go in chronological order, right? And then he says, Vatam Shiyada Hashem Sheterach Ach Shiyotzel Echzeres Kanan, Yashem Becharan. Hashem knew that Terach would stop in Haran, and he just, okay, so that's a big...
The Ramban, I would say, as well, the Rashi, Ramban's everything in chronological
order. Ramban, his interpretation of text, is usually, unless he's forced to say otherwise, he'll say events in a chronological order.
Right.
Rashi and Ibn Ezra are much more free to say that sometimes the Torah thematically records events out of their, sometimes records events out of their order for thematic reason. By the way, it'd be pretty clear what the thematic reason is. Again, because even though Hashem speaks to Avram at the end of Parshas Noach, we're not interested in Terach and Lech Lecha. In other words, Terach belongs in Noach. That's like the prior generation. New section, new person. So it makes sense from a thematic, perspective to put it, new, even though it's not in its chronological order, yeah?
Later on, when Abraham wants to find a wife for Yitzhak.
Right. He goes back to Haran, to where Nahor was.
Haran is a... I thought he goes back to a different
place. Aram Naraim, Ir Nahor, but he goes back to this family place. That also works in with the Nahor was living there. That's where their family was. Right? He goes to Haran, goes back to Syria. Now, the question is, so let's work within the Ibn Ezra here. So let's assume, again, Ramban is pretty straightforward. Let's work within the Ibn Ezra. According to Ibn Ezra, right, you have two different individuals who are leading the same family into Eretz Canaan. You have Terach, and you have Avraham, right? Avraham hears a call from God, and Terach also wants to go to Canaan, okay? So the question is, why does each one want to go, okay? So for example, Terach, maybe you can argue sort of what Bensi was saying. If you look at the Ramban, Ramban points out, and you can fit this Ramban within Ibn Ezra, Ramban points out here, Vanyan HaMakubal, and he says what is accepted, apparently, there are these early chronicles about the history of the world. So apparently, the Rav and Mordvuchim quotes them. Apparently, there was this book. It was a New York Times bestseller. The work of the Egyptian farmers. Well, it's a catchy title. Ki Avram Asher Nolad Bekuta. Avram was born in this town called Kuta. So he argued on most the masses. Most people worship the sun. Aram didn't worship the sun. The king put him in jail. And he had many theological conversations with him. He thought that Aram would try to twist people's minds, and he thought that Aram would make everyone go off the derech. From the Nimrod's there, the king's there. The Garash also say Eretz Canaan, and he drove him out to the edge of the land of Canaan. Asher lokach kolhono, after he took all of his wealth. Vnei al kol panim b'makamahu b'eretz kastim nasa nes Avram Avinu. There was a miracle that happened to Avram Avinu. Oh, nes nister, a hidden miracle. Shenasam b'leiv also mech latzilo v'shelo yimisenu. Before some Ramban says two different possibilities, right? The famous story the kids learn at the young age about Avram stolen to the furnace and he didn't die. So that's what he said. Maybe that happened. It might have simply been a hidden miracle that Hashem put it in the king's heart not to kill. But basically, you had this little kid, Avram Avinu, who's a troublemaker, who's preaching this this new ideology. The king doesn't like it, so what happens? And when Hashem says later on in the parsha, I'm Hashem who took you out of Ur Kasdim, so what's Hotzei Sicha? That's a miracle. Nay, it doesn't say Lekachticha, I took you out. Hotzei Sicha, Hotzei Mimasker Asir. I took you out of a an imprisoned state, like Hotzei Sichel Me'eretz Mitzrayim. So that hints to some kind of miracle. Okay, the last line of this first page is, and he says, V'terech Aviv Avraham Hoya B'libam. So Terech and Avraham, Miyomahu Hahu Shenitzel, Miyomahu Shenitzel, She'elchu La'eretz Kanan, Lisrachek Me'eretz Kasi B'pachad HaMelech. So one theory is that Avraham and Terech want to go far away because they're afraid of the king. Ki Haran karov lehem. Now, why did they go to Haran? Because Haran was close to them. Va'am echad b'safa achat l'kulam. The same language, right? Like, you know, northern, you know, it's like a, you know, going, it's like going from Florida to California. Same country. Republican, Democrat, I'm making a joke. Okay, anyway. You're going from one place to another place with the same language, but you want to go far, far away from the king. So it's the same general area. Ki lashon aramit lishtem. They both speak aramit. And he wants to go far, far away, you know, from the king. And that's why, and that's why they want to go to Eretz Canaan, but they reach Haran. Because that's where their families, their ancestors were. Apparently, Terach's ancestors were there. And then the Ramban says they stayed there. So let's work within the Ibn Ezra. I know this is the Ramban, but within the Ibn Ezra, why does Terach decide to leave Orkastim? Maybe he was persona non grata. Maybe it was dangerous for him to live there. He wants to maybe go to Eretz Canaan, totally different country. But he gets to Haran, and things are pretty safe there. Rav Yoel ben Nun, actually, he says a different explanation, and here's what the psukim say. If you go back to the first page, what happens? What are we told right before Terach decides to take the people to leave, to his family to leave? What do we find out right before? What piece of information do we find out right before Terach takes his family to leave?
They got married.
And then?
Sorry,
can't have a child. Okay, Mishana Makkel, Mishana Mazel. I mean, this idea, so Rabbi Yoel ben Nun suggests maybe for fertility purposes. You know, you don't know what the different things. He thought maybe for fertility purposes, maybe go to a different land. There's another suggestion. But what's clear is that Terach goes either because he's afraid of the king, right? For whatever, fleeing anti-Semitism, as it were, before there was anti-Semitism, fleeing the king, or maybe Rabbi Yoel ben Nun suggests for fertility reasons. Now here's where Rabbi Yoel ben Nun gets interesting. Now he says the following. He says, if you look at the text, Avram is going to a different... Hashem tells Avram to go to a different place than Terach decides to go. So Terach wants to go. Where is he going to? He says, Feyetzu lelechatz arta Canaan. He is going to Eretz Canaan. Eretz Canaan. But where does Hashem tell Avram to go? El ha'aretz. To the land. To the aretz. Terach is going to Eretz Canaan. And Avram Avinu is told to go to ha'aretz. The land. Special land. It's a unique land. So, and he just points out, so what does Avram do in Pasuk Dalet? In Pasuk Dalet, it says Avram, so Avram goes, Kashadibra Lav Hashem, as Hashem told him, Velechi Tolot, and Lot goes with him. And then, what does it say? So Avram goes, number one, because Hashem tells him to go. And number two, he takes his whole family, Vekach Avram Sarai, Veslot, Ves Kol Rechusham, Vesa Nefesh, Asher Asu B'Charan, Canaan. So Avram's going for two different reasons. He's going to finish the job of his father, and he's also going, because Hashem told him, he's going to Haaretz, and he's going to Eretz Canaan. And in fact, he gets to the land, and what does Hashem say? Vakani az ba'aretz, and Hashem tells Avram, Lezaracha etain es Haaretz. In other words, it's not called Eretz Canaan. Avram gets there, the Canaanim were in Haaretz. It's not Eretz Canaan, it's Haaretz. With respect to Avram, it's always Haaretz. Hashem speaks to Avram, Zaracha etain es Haaretz hazot. Now the question is, what's the difference between Eretz Canaan and Haaretz? So Rabbi Yoel ben Nun suggests that Eretz Canaan is a natural land, but Haaretz is a way of life. And it involves, what does it involve? What does Hashem say? You want to get to Haaretz, you know what you have to do? You have to lech lecha, me'artzecha, umimoladetcha, you know what you have to do? You have to uproot yourself from the ways of your family, not just physically, but spiritually. Eretz Canaan, you move into a different place for practical reasons. You want to go to Haaretz, You have to uproot from your spiritual past. In other words, Haaretz requires not just a physical move, but also a spiritual move. And in fact, what's fascinating, then you can think about, let's talk about some other characters in the story. So like, how does Lot view the land? Right? Lot, he is the nephew. So how does he view the land exactly? So it says that Avram goes with Lot, okay? And then the Torah tells us, you know, there's this big fight, right, with Lot with the shepherds, right? Now, Lot knows that Hashem promised Avram the land. So what's the fight with the shepherds? Why was there a fight between the shepherds? And remember, the fight, there was a... What?
He was grazing everywhere.
Because Lot's shepherds were grazing everywhere, and Avram's like, you shouldn't do that. And why? Why were they... What was Lot's argument? Right, Lot, right, Rashi says that basically Lot said, this is our land. Avram said, no, it wasn't given to us yet. Now, I always have a question on that. Like, there's another issue. Like, why weren't the local people trying to stop Lot? You ever wonder about that? Like, Lot says, it's almost as if they could do whatever they want. Like, weren't there, I don't know, guards? Weren't there, like... What about the local shepherds? What must be? In other words, the argument was, presumably, Lot and Avram had the physical ability to have their shepherds graze in whatever fields they wanted to, it seems. But the question was it the moral, was it the right thing to do? Why do you think they were able to graze wherever they wanted?
Their reputation preceded them.
Meaning, what's the reputation about that what?
Well, I guess I believe the Midrash, that I don't know, it's got some...
Oh, you think maybe, so maybe he was holy. Yeah. What else do we know about Avram in the Parsha?
Didn't he have a bunch of converts?
So he might have a lot of people with him. And we know when...
Military.
Also, like he defeats the four kings. So he must have been... In other words, he had a sizable force with him. He had a large group with him. So what's interesting is that, like, he could do what he wants. And Lot, who views the land as Eretz Canaan, it's like this is our land, just like any other land, how anyone else would treat anyone other land, meaning what? I have military might, I can do what I want with it. But if it's Haaretz, we treat this land very differently, and you have to act very differently. And God didn't give it to us yet. Okay? And in fact, that's why Lot, he's willing to go to Sodom because for economics, not caring that what Anshe Sodom, Ra'im v'chata'im l'Hashem od, because for Lot, it's Eretz Canaan. And in fact, some say what caused him, because where does he go? He went to Egypt and he says, I want Sodom, why? Because Kagan Hashem k'Eretz Mitzrayim. So presumably, in other words, what may have turned Lot off, I think Rashi may say this actually, like a little bit off the derech a little bit, is that when they go down to Egypt, he's like, whoa, it's amazing, Egypt. And so that got him, you know, he forgot. Because remember, Avram has in mind Eretz Canaan and Haaretz. Hashem says, no, this is Haaretz, but Lot is thinking Eretz Canaan. And just one other example here. If you look at the end of the battle, the four kings and the five kings, right? It says, what does it say? It says, Vayomel Sodom el Avram, Tenli Nefesh Vachush Kachlok. In other words, the king of Sodom, after Avram basically wipes out the four kings, I mean, he is the military superpower, and the king of Sodom says to Avram, okay, please just give me the people. You could take all the wealth. Meaning what? Probably, if he wanted to, he probably could have taken the people also. But Sodom is like, okay, please give me at least the people. He's already giving him all the wealth. And what does Avram say? No, harimosi adil Hashem, kel yonosh kanesh maivaretz, I'm not taking anything. I don't want you to say that you caused me to be wealthy. Just give me, you know, what the Na'arim, give me some of the portion. Get honor Eshkol Mamre, who came with me, they can take their portion. In other words, when Avram could have realized his vision, God told him, I'm gonna give this whole land to you. And Avram could have realized that in actuality. He just defeated the four kings, he defeated the five kings. Avram was the superpower. He could have actualized military rule over the nation. He could have forced monotheism on the people, right? But for Avram, and that's how anyone else would have acted under those circumstances. Because anyone else would have viewed that as Eretz Canaan. But Avram Avinu views the land as Haaretz. And since he views it as Haaretz, that he's not going to force religion on the people, and he's not going to persecute the inhabitants. And if he comes, you know, this how we treat the land is going to be different than perhaps how outside society is. And obviously, how we view Eretz Yisrael, it's more than simply a land. It's more than simply a place to flee from persecution, right? Sometimes people, you know, they say we should make aliyah. We shouldn't try to make aliyah, but some people say we should move to Israel to flee from anti-Semitism. And sometimes you can say, this is the startup nation. So if you're a software engineer, you're high tech, go to Israel, right? I don't know, but now, it's like, I don't know. You're more of a pocky than me in terms of what's going on. But it's more than just a place to flee from persecution. It's more than just a place. It's a startup nation with tremendous economic potential. It's a place with additional spiritual opportunity and additional spiritual responsibility. And it's very important. As we build the land, we must never forget this aspect of the land, that we not just because the other nations, you know, have a double standard in how they treat Israel, and that's why we have to be on our best behavior to win the PR war. But because we view this as Haaretz, and inherently it requires a different ethical standard in how we treat everyone. And that really, the story of Avram, the very beginning, when Hashem calls to him, really reinforces this point.